episode of Vibes. Welcome back to another episode of the Hoop Genius Podcast, brought to you by NBA 2K25. It's myself, Mamuxi, alongside me as always, Mr. Scott Perry and Mr. BJ Armstrong. And if you want to support the show and you enjoy listening to what we do, please hit the link in the description to pre-order your copy of NBA 2K25, which is out very, very soon. My brothers, how are you guys doing today?
Great. Hey, BJ, Mo is back. Cause you notice how he let that note, you know, hang today with, you know, the vibes. He let it ring today. He's back. Cause last couple of days it was a little shorter, but now.
Well, we didn't have an episode yesterday, so I have to apologize to the audience. We didn't do an episode yesterday. We had a few different things going on, but man, I'm just tired, man. I need a break. I need a holiday of some sort. Like, our editor's on holiday right now, so I'm doing all the other work as well, and then 101 other things going on. I need to find some time in the schedule to take a week off. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired.
We would love, the audience would love to know what the others would entail that you're doing. But that's another show, Paul.
Just
that's
know, I'm putting in work. I'm putting in work 24 hours a day. Oh, well, the Olympics continue to roll on and the quarterfinals are finished and we've got our semifinals matched up and ready to go. In one semi-final, it's going to be France versus Germany, and in the other, it's going to be the United States and Serbia. We're going to preview them, but let's break down the quarterfinals, which began today with Germany defeating Greece 76 points to 63. You guys said that Giannis had an outside chance of doing it, and he did as much as he could. He had 22 points, but once again, the squad depth, or the strength of the German squad, was just overwhelming for the Greek side. And the world champions advanced despite Greece leading up until kind of midway through the third quarter. And then Germany just kind of ran away with it. What are your thoughts on this matchup?
Look, the German team, this group plays well together. And they have a lot of confidence that they can win this whole thing. That's what I see when I watch them play. And I tell you, and I think we mentioned it last time we talked about him, but boy, Dennis Schroeder, man, in international competition, he looks like an all-star.
They had him coming off the bench today.
Yeah, but he is a problem in that, because he had a big shot late in this game, I believe. But he is, he's the straw that stirs the drink, as they like to say. And the Wagner brothers, really good. Daniel Tice, so they're tough. They play well together. They believe in one another. Good win for them. They're going to be a tough out.
Yeah, they had 35 points off the bench in comparison to just 8 off the bench for Greece. It is a tough loss for the Greece squad that go crashing out. But the Germans advance, and they're going to take on France in what was I watched a Serbia-Australia game, which we'll talk about in a sec, which I thought was thrilling. And the commentator said, I don't think it gets any better than this. And then France versus Canada got underway. And I was like, oh, it gets even better, because the French coach decided to put Rudy Gobert and Bilal Coulibaly on the bench for this one. And the French team got out to an insanely hot start. They ended up closing out the first quarter 23-10. And from that point, they just never looked back. No matter what Canada did to try to get back into the game, they just couldn't get it done. Now, after the game, this is where it gets interesting. Rudy Gobert spoke to some reporters, and he said that he had surgery on his left ring finger yesterday, and he was thankful to be able to play those 3 minutes against Canada tonight. However, French coach Vincent Collet says that Rudy Gobert did not undergo surgery on his injured finger, and the lineups changes were based on matchups. So I'm not sure who we should believe here, the player or the coach. His fingers were taped up. But why do you think Rudy was on the bench?
Oh, no, Mo, this is giving you too much ammunition. Mo, this is a setup. I'm not going to even go here. Ladies and gentlemen, Mo right now is a seventh heaven. He's going to go berserk. So I'm going to give this to you, Mo. because this is something that happened off the court. So this is
world. No. Let's keep it on the court. And here's what I liked.
Great win. By the way, great win.
Great win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great win for France. I mean,
yes.
Incredible win versus, you know, I mean, Canada, where they were undefeated, right?
In the group stage.
In the group. Yeah. So amazing win. Can't say enough, the early start. You and I, Mo, talked during the game. But now there's news off the court. And Mo, this is your field of expertise.
No. Let's keep it on the court, right? So we talked about Canada.
Hey, Mo, you're closer to the situation than us. So what's going on over there, Mo?
Well, we talked about this on the show. Canada don't have a lot of good solid bigs. So they're playing a smaller lineups. You know, they're playing like Dylan Brooks and Lou Dort. And it's kind of their forwards. And then they've got Dwight Powell, who started at center today. So the French decided to adapt to that by shifting Wembanyama over to the five and Rudy Gobert over to the bench. And it worked amazingly. And here's what I found really interesting from this matchup. It was the EuroLeague players who were doing most of the damage for the French side. It wasn't the Wembanyamas of the world. Nick Batum finished with 0 points. Evan Fournier got hot kind of late in the game. But aside from that, it was Cordinier and Yabusele with 20 and 22 points respectively that were the reason for this French victory. And I think if you're the Canada team preparing for this matchup and you've got Shea Gilgeous-Alexander on your roster, you're thinking, we're just going to try and get Rudy matched up with Shea as many times as we can, and we're going to let Shea go to work and do his thing. But if Rudy's not playing, you don't have that option. And instead, you've got a lineup which is a lot more versatile in terms of the switching that you can provide on defense and on offense as well. You've got a lot more options. So Wembanyama had a quiet night with just 7 points, but he did have 3 steals, a block, 12 rebounds, and 5 assists to go with the 7 points. But Canada just looked like they weren't up for this game. You know, it was surprising to me to see it. The Canadians just looked kind of lackluster to begin this one. And aside from Lou Dort at the very end, I didn't really see a lot of spark from them. And then Jamal Murray has had an absolutely horrible Olympics. He was 3 of 13 today, 1 of 4 from 3, 3 turnovers, finished with 7 points in 24 minutes. He's really not looked like the Jamal Murray that we recognize from Denver. Shea finished with 27 points, but he started the game real slow. RJ Barrett gave them 16, but they were the only two double-digit scorers for the Canadian side. So were you guys shocked at this result and how Canada came out for this one, Scott?
Shocked would be a strong word because, again, France is the home team. And you saw what it means to be able to play at home. You know, when we talk about NBA playoff basketball, a lot of times we talk about how role players play much better at home than they do on the road. Well, Yabusele and Cordinier, they carried the day for France from an offensive standpoint. And I really thought that Victor, even though he did not score well today, and I can't, credit to Dylan Brooks and the guards, you know, from Canada, they really got up underneath him when he was on the perimeter, made it tough for him to put it down and really create anything. But defensively, especially in the first half, he set the tone. Yeah, I know he only finished, is credited with one block, but how many other shots did he make them think about?
All of them.
Hesitate on. Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, this team is playing at home. They hadn't played. France had not played well up until this point, right? But now you're playing for the medal. You could just tell the team fed off of that home crowd energy, and if they keep getting performances like that from guys outside of the NBA big three of Wembanyama, Rudy Gobert, Evan Fournier, and Nicholas Batum. I'm sorry, I say the big four, and then Frank Ntilikina, who's another NBA player on the team. So good to be at home. They didn't want to be embarrassed, I'm sure. You saw that. Was Canada maybe a little overconfident to start? Because they were feeling pretty good about themselves. But the size, I knew would come back and haunt them to some degree. I just didn't know it was going to hurt them this early because they had been playing so well. But congrats to France. They move on.
Yeah, Boston Celtics legend Yabusele leading the way for the French squad. It's nice that he found his home over in Europe. And it just shows that there are so many talented basketball players in the world. Oftentimes, it just comes down to the situation that you're in to showcase that talent. Because in the NBA, he didn't play in the NBA for the last 5 years. He left averaging like 3 points a game or less. But over here in Europe, I think he played... he's been playing great basketball for the last few seasons. And now for this French team, responsible for that win. Just going back to Gobert, it wasn't a surgery. It was an exam that included an MRI and caused Gobert pain. It was a factor, but it wasn't the factor in his playing time. The coach wanted to go smaller. Do you think against Germany, though, Gobert is going to return to the lineup to deal with those German bigs? BJ, if you're the coach,
I like the flexibility of Gobert. I mean, I know a lot is being made about him going to the bench or what have you. And certainly we had this discussion here with Team USA. When you're playing in these type of settings, you got to be versatile. You have to be able to pivot and pivot quickly. And I like the fact that they can go small and play that way. And then you can go big and Rudy can play that way. You know, I don't think anything is set, especially in the way the game is played. When I saw France play today, I love the fact how they were taking advantage of the mismatch. They were creating, playing advantage basketball. They had an advantage in the post. They took advantage of that. When Canada doubled, they passed it out. When they didn't double, they came in and they played and they took advantage with their bigs down in the low post. So at this stage of the tournament, it's about, you know, trying to medal. So France advances, like Scott mentioned, and let's see, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. But I can assure you this, Rudy will have his chance if they play against Team USA, if he plays against Serbia. Who do they play next? Do they play Serbia?
They play Germany next.
And he probably will have a chance because the Wagner guys and Schroeder is all world. He's all world in international play. I mean, Schroeder, I don't know. You know how they say playoff guys, you have a playoff name? Well, we should give Schroeder an international name because there's there's the NBA Schroeder and then all world Schroeder. This version of Schroeder is a top five player in the world, okay? That's just a fact. That's a fact, okay? So they're going to be tough. They're going to need everything they can get talking about France. And I think it's going to be a very competitive game, but I'm not going to make too big of a deal about it because the name of the game is to win the gold and get there. So whatever you got to do, whether you want to call it a surgery, you want to call it an MRI, whatever you want to call it, tape that thing up and let's keep it moving. So, that should be a really good game.
You know what else was stood out in that first half? I believe France took 25 free throws and Canada had taken 6 or 8 free throws.
Right.
I believe that's right.
Yeah, France finished the game with 42 compared to just 25
for
Canada.
So that lets you know who the aggressive team was. Now, they were at home too, so I don't know if you talked to the Canada folks, they might have thought they got a little extra home cooking from the whistle. But to me, when it's that huge of a disparity, it just suggests the aggressiveness, and to your point, BJ, talking about really looking to exploit their size advantage when Canada was forced to switch. Be real interesting to watch this team play. They've got some momentum, best game of the tournament for them thus far. Can they continue playing that well? But that's going to be a heck of a game, Germany.
That is. It's going to be a very competitive game.
That's going
to
be very competitive.
And it's going to be interesting to see because Wembanyama, even though he didn't score, didn't have gaudy stats, I thought he was a key contributor to this win, especially what he was able to do on the defensive end.
Yeah.
And if he puts double figures plus points to these type of efforts, that could be the thing that pushes them over the top. And like we said earlier, before these four games, when you make shots, that gives you a huge advantage. And France made shots. Serbia in the second half.
Oh, we'll get to that in a sec.
Made shots. So, you know, I'm Canada, always nervous.
5 of 21 from 3. They did not make shots.
Yeah, but when you make shots in a 40-minute game, that's a game changer. So,
no question. You know, to your point about Victor, boy, you know, I really studied him today defensively. You know, obviously watched him a lot with the Spurs. But he already, for a young player, has learned. I mean, obviously, he understands he's 7'5". But when he switches onto a guard, he gets the perfect distance between he and the man. So now that guy who has the ball knows, if I try to wear his up quick, he's too long to block it, and he's back far enough. And he's a good athlete for his size. It's hard to get around him and get to the basket.
Yeah,
I mean, it's problematic when he switches. When you see him switch on to you as a guard, you might as well get off it quick.
especially with the rules as far as goaltending.
Yes.
It's literally you're playing against six players. Let's just call it what it is. I mean, it's unfair. It's unfair in the NBA, but it's really unfair here when you put him in international play. It's play. You got six defenders out there. So I'm really looking forward to it. Great job. Congrats. Congratulations. Yep.
The most talented Canadian team ever crashes out. It'll be interesting to see. I think they'll do better next time when they have a 4-year Zach Edey with some professional reps Zach under Edey his belt.
And they were without Andrew Wiggins too.
Yep.
Another high quality athlete.
I agree. But let's talk about our Serbia game. Because, you know, I at one point I was looking at it. Serbia were down 24, and I thought, wow, like this is a real shock. Like maybe people thought Australia could win, but by 24 points, but Serbia ended up winning 95-90. Nikola Jokic, there was a stretch in that game because it went to overtime, but there was a stretch in the game where I just looked at it. I go, he's clearly the best player in the world. He had a block, then a steal, then a bucket to put them up one. Then he knocked the ball off the rim, which is legal in FIBA basketball, to grab the rebound. Then he hit his Sombor shuffle move to go up three. Then he got another steal to close out the game. And when you see a player just lock in like that, and Jokic to lock in like that on the defensive side of the basketball, it was amazing to watch. He finished with 21 points, 14 rebounds, 8 assists, 4 steals, and 1 block. So everyone who says Jokic is a bad defender, pay attention. Bogdanovic gave them 17. They had a couple double-digit scorers off their bench. For Australia, Josh Giddey put up 25. Paddy Mills put up 26. McVeigh gave them 13 off the bench, and Exum gave them 12 off the bench. But aside from that, they didn't get many contributions. Serbia advanced, where they will face the USA. Now, do you think they have any shot of taking down the United States?
First of all, before I get to that, let me give Paddy Mills a little love.
FIBA Paddy.
He's FIBA. Like we're trying to get a nickname for Dennis Schroeder. Paddy Mills, the shot that he made to send that game into overtime.
Over Jokic.
Over Jokic. Yeah, no, it was tough. But so, you know, what I'm noticing with Serbia, while I think that we'll play the United States a little better this time, I know both of the previous matchups in the friendly and in the group play.
So this will be their third time, right, playing?
This will be the third time.
Played in Abu Dhabi. Played in the group stage where the USA won 110-84, and then they're going to play in the semifinals.
But the difference now with the Serbian team versus those other two times, Bogdan Bogdanovic looks like he's starting to get a little more comfortable playing with that group because he didn't play in the friendly game, I know.
Yeah, he had an injury.
And in the group stage, it was one of the earlier games he was playing. Looked a lot more comfortable, assertive, like he normally plays with this team. And you got to believe that Joker, this is the game he's really been waiting for to play against the U.S. now.
Yeah.
You're going to get his A-plus game in this one. So I still favor the United States. I think the U.S. still beats them by double figures, but I do think it'll be a lot tighter game this time because the Serbian team, you know, it's hard to beat. You know, it's hard to beat a team a third time like that. You know,
yeah, but I also think Jokic is one of those guys that he's at his best when the pressure's on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I heard something funny today. It was Bogdanovich was talking about Jokic doesn't do interviews in the Olympics because during the NBA season, he does the interviews because he gets fined if he doesn't do them. But during the Olympics, there's no fine if you refuse to do the interview. So he don't want to do no interviews. He's literally the definition of I'm a clock in, do my job, clock out, and carry on my day. And I love him.
Yeah, I just call him the unit. He's the big unit. He is a team all into himself. When you say carry a team,
mm-hmm.
But what's interesting about him is he doesn't play isolation while he's doing it. He's like a unit. He's like Jokic. And then you're like, who are these other four guys that are playing with him? But he's including everyone. He's playing. What an effort to come back from 24 that, points
no
down.
No question. Yeah.
And first of all, as all of us know here, what do you say when you're down 24 in a big moment like this? So you know they had to feel
something
type of
in
way.
Serbian.
Something in Serbian. I would love to have been in at halftime, you know, but whatever was said. But give those young men credit. Give that coaching staff credit. Whatever they said, they got it done.
Mm-hmm.
And they were able to come out with a victory. But what can we say about Jokic that hasn't been said? He's just playing he's on another stratosphere as a player right now, and phenomenal. And for them to be facing the USA team for the third consecutive time, it gets harder and harder.
That's I'm lucky though.
Yes.
Yeah, it gets harder and harder to beat a team, you know, 2-3 times, as you guys know,
mm-hmm.
and you begin to make adjustments. So it'd be interesting to see what Serbia comes up with. Without question, you know, when you're down big or you lose, you know, the coaches have your attention now. So I expect them to come out and really have a great game plan. Now, whether mm-hmm. or not they can execute it, I think USA is playing exceptionally well, especially their bench. I mean, that bench with when they bring off.
Yeah, let's talk about it then, because USA beat Brazil 122-87. Easy. And I don't think anyone expected it to be a competition. Bruno Caboclo, kind of the only NBA player on their roster, had 30 points, but the USA just won.
Bruno. I love Bruno. I used to work with Bruno. Yeah, Bruno. Yes, how about that?
They say he's 5 years away from being 5 years away. That's what they said about him for 5 whole years.
Shout out to Bruno.
Yeah. 30 points against USA, he can hold his head high, but LeBron had 12, Embiid had 14, Booker had 18, Durant had 11, Davis had 13, Anthony Edwards had 17, and everyone else got on the score sheet as well. Even Tyrese Halliburton got minutes, and Tatum got minutes, even though they were rubbish. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, what can you say? Gotta give USA credit.
The big thing I noticed with the USA team over the last couple games is they're starting to share the basketball a lot better. You know, so they're passing up, like an old coach that I worked with, Larry Brown, used to say, pass up a good shot to get a great shot.
31 assists tonight.
Yes. And so when a team that talented shares the ball and defends, and they haven't rebounded it particularly great. I thought they rebounded better today. But you do those. They take care of those three areas of the game, and they execute each of those areas at a high level. They're going to be difficult to beat because they just have more talent than the rest of the field. But what would be interesting to see is if they get in a tight game, do they continue to share the ball like they've been doing, or do they revert to some of the habits that they may have, you know, with their respective teams where, you know, I got the ball, I got to go win this game for. So right now, you know, they've been playing with comfortable leads pretty much the entire tournament. So so we'll see. I favor
that. Prediction time. Prediction time. USA versus Serbia for a place in the finals. Who have you guys got and by how much?
I've got the USA by 12.
BJ?
This is gonna be close. I'm gonna say USA. But if Serbia does what I think is the only way that they can win the game, they have to slow the game down and control the tempo of the game. They got to shorten the game. Now, mm-hmm. I was shocked that they were. I think we talked about it. They were mm-hmm. they were extending their defense the last time. They were like forcing mm-hmm. the tempo, mm-hmm. and I was shocked about that. I think if they can control these 15, 18, two spurts by the second unit mm-hmm. and really keep the game short, I think they have a chance, Serbia, because mm-hmm. arguably they have the best player on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But they're going to have to control the tempo of the game. Now, that's hard. Without question, you can see the depth matters, and that's the USA's advantage is their depth. When they come in with their second unit and yeah. these guys, I mean, who
it's
else
not
has
close. No team yeah, is close to them.
Yeah, as far as the team. But if you can shorten, exactly. if you can shorten the game a little bit and cut down those large 10-0 spurts, mm-hmm. 12-0 mm-hmm. spurts, just kind of hang around a little bit, keep it close to all of a sudden where Coach Kerr may want to start extending guys' minutes and not go to his bench, I think you have a shot. But I'm going to say USA by 6. I think it's going to be a tight game. I think Jokic is going to give one of his efforts that, you know what, they're going to need. But I don't know if it's going to be enough if they can't shorten the game, because that's going to be key for them, in my opinion.
I agree. Shortening the game. And one thing Serbia hasn't done well most of the tournament is shoot the ball from beyond the arc. And they've got guys that can shoot.
Right.
So if you're the U.S., you don't want Thursday night to be the night that the rim starts to grow and get bigger for them, because then that really could be problematic.
Yeah.
If they can make, yeah. if they can start making threes and I'm going to say this. Jokic.
I'll say this, you know, before, you know, throwing it to you. If someone steps up in this game and gives an unlikely contribution on the offensive
mm-hmm.
end,
mm-hmm.
Serbia has a real legit chance, because the big fella is going to get 20 plus. Mm-hmm. He probably going to go 30 plus. But if someone steps up and gives like a 20-point effort like we saw in France today.
Bogdanovic can do that.
That's what I'm saying. If someone just steps up and does that, mm-hmm. I think now you're going to be in a fight, a real fight. Mm-hmm. But that's a big if.
Mm-hmm. I expect the USA to handle this one. But on the other side, it's a lot more interesting. Germany and France, who you guys got?
Oh, yeah. Woo! I'm gonna let Jay pick this one first. I picked the last one.
Well, it's going to be the battle of wills. I think it's going to come down to the two players. You know, all world, Mr. Schroeder,
mm-hmm.
versus mm-hmm. Wembanyama. I mean, whoever can control the game, one is going to be at the point guard, and the other is going to be at the rim. Whoever can control that game, whoever. How does my guy Mike Tomlin say it? It's not about who wants it. It's what you're willing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Who's willing to go to the extreme to win this game? Mm-hmm. Because it's going to take an extreme effort, because Schroeder is managing the game better than anyone in international play. And Wembanyama has an opportunity to control the game on the defensive end like no one can do. Mm-hmm. Including yours truly, Mo's favorite player, Rudy Gobert. So I'm going to say Germany, because they're just playing. I don't know. I think it was Scott who mentioned it. They're just playing exceptional as a team. When you say locked in, you know, you hear that term, people are locked in. Well, Germany's been locked in now for about, what, 2 or 3 years. Okay?
Yeah, they're the world champions.
Yeah, they've been locked in. So I think it's going to take a superhuman effort, which Wembanyama is capable, to defeat them. But I'm going to say Germany by 8.
Okay. Scotty P, what about you?
BJ expressed all of my reasoning. of why Germany should win this game. But something happened today, and I'm going to pick an upset.
The home cooking.
And again, it goes again.
Scott's called him snails on the grill.
I worry about the guard play with France sometimes. Schroeder's the best point guard by far on the court. But Wembanyama, I believe, is going to really feel, I don't want to say pressure, but he's going to feel compelled to have a big scoring game this game. Because he didn't have it in this first game, and they got by. I believe Gobert gets back and plays hard. Just watching the French team today, and seeing how Yabusele stepped up, Cournier, all these guys at home. I'm just gonna bank for 40 minutes on Thursday. That they're going to capture the imagination of that crowd and the French people, and they're going to advance to the Olympic final on Saturday. So I'm picking the upset.
I like it.
Okay.
I like it.
It's tough. I'm going to pick France.
Are you rolling with Rudy?
I'm gonna pick France if they play the style that they played today.
The reason
why I'm picking France though is it's going to be harder for Germany to prepare for this game because they don't know what version of France they're going to see. They don't know if they're going to have the double big lineup. They don't know if they're going to run back what they had today. So off the edge of having better preparation and the home crowd behind you, I'm going with the French squad.
Okay. Yes. We'll be tuned in.
We will.
It'll be a great match, as they say. So we'll be tuned in. I like it, guys.
Absolutely. Thursday's going to be fun. We'll be here Friday morning breaking it down. So make sure you subscribe, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm looking forward to it. And then when's the final? Saturday.
Saturday is the final.
Oof. What time? I'm going to be at a wedding, so I'm going to be watching on my phone at my boy's wedding. If you're listening to this, I'm going to be at your wedding watching the basketball.
Eastern time probably would be 3:30 Eastern would be my guess. That's the prime time. It'd be 8:00
Oh, it's 8:30 in the evening UK time.
Your time. Yeah, so that'll be 3:30. Back here on the East Coast in the U.S. 12:30 for Jay in California.
I'm there. I'm there.
I'll be back in time, so I can see that. Okay, watch that.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I know you guys are. So, in the meantime, you guys know what it is. Get buckets.